All right, welcome to Motivational Monday. Guess what, folks? Yes, it is the first week of the new year. We are here, January 2021. And can we say we all are ready for whatever the year will bring? Probably not, because we have no idea. So I want to share something with you that is very short on this day, but I think appropriate for the first week of a new year. And yes, it's countercultural maybe to how we live or how we think. With January comes a set of expectations that things will be better, that things will be made new, that things will happen in this next year that didn't happen in the year before. That life may be better, and all of that could be true, most of that probably true, but it's also the time when we make resolutions and all of those things that come with it, to lose 10 pounds or gain 10 pounds, to go on that trip that we've always wanted to, or to spend less and not travel as much. There's all kinds of things. Start a new degree program or complete the one that you're in. Right? Patterns, possibilities. We talk about all of that with a new year. But I want to start out this year with the prayer of abandonment. Yes, it's called the prayer of abandonment. And I first learned of this prayer through my brothers at the St. Joseph Home for Boys in Haiti years ago. A dear friend, his name Maya Luckner Fond Rose, who I hope for you all to meet one day. He prayed this prayer as he grew up at St. Joe's. It was part of their daily mantra, in a way. You see, he was a former child slave, and he has found his new life in Christ through loving relationships and, yes, passionate faith. The lost was found, you could say. The throwaway was restored. God spoke into his life and into ours as we journey together. And through it, we have come to find our deepest longings in our very soul in God's hands. Yes, we rest in God's hands. But this prayer of abandonment speaks of what it means to fully put our trust into God. Instead of seizing control, to let it go. Instead of organizing and pushing harder to, yes, raise our hands to the heavens, to release and to be open, to discover the season as it is, as it can and may be. And so this morning, this day, I offer this prayer of abandonment by Charles D. Foucault to you. And here are the words. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I'm ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord. I so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boldest confidence, for you are my Father. Amen. Yes, we commend our lives into God. And as we live into 2021, may we be open to the spirit of life that is yet to be discovered, the transformation that God may seek to bring about, but also the awareness, the full awareness of grace and gratitude in the midst of all things. Blessings to you and yours as you engage and ready and step into 21. We're on the journey together. Peace and hope. Be well.